Today, the Mount Holyoke College big broadcast is set to return, a roadwork scam in Sturbridge, a bulletproof vest fundraiser for K-9 Officer Flex, the Springfield Museums plan to keep the kids occupied for vacation week, and more masks get dropped at the end of this month.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, I'd like to welcome you to the end of the week or the beginning of the weekend, however you look at it. It is Friday. A look around the region is coming up, and your weather as well. But first, today's thought for the day. You can't laugh and be afraid at the same time of anything. Now your extended forecast, including Saturday and Saturday night. Today, partly to mostly sunny and breezy, a high 46 to 50. The winds are south 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now tonight, mostly cloudy, flurries and sprinkles in the picture, and the lows between 34 and 40 degrees. Outlook for Saturday, mostly to partly cloudy, sprinkles and breezy, high of 50 to 54. And for Saturday night, 18 to 24 degrees. Enjoy it, because it's going to drop off on Sunday. The Jazz Ensembles of Mount Holyoke College present the 17th edition of the Big Broadcast. This will be Friday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m. The Big Broadcast is a 75-minute tribute to the 1940s radio show, created by and directed by Mark Gianfrido, featuring the Mount Holyoke College Big Band, Vocal Jazz, and Chamber Jazz Ensembles, performing well-known tunes from the swing era and the American Songbook. Now, former 22 News anchor Brenda Garten Sodberg, and currently full-time faculty in the Department of Communication, Media, and the Arts at Western New England University, makes her debut as MC Julie Graham. The Big Broadcast, according to Gianfrido, is reconfigured again this year for challenging times, and will be streamed on Zoom. Music featured at this year's event includes Gershwin's Swonderful, I've Heard That Song Before, made famous by Harry James and Helen Forrest, Etta James' At Last, and the Andrews Sisters' hit Bounce Me Brother with a Solid Four. Concert will be recorded live and streamed on the Mount Holyoke Zoom platform Friday, March 11, 7:30 p.m. The tickets are $10 and may be purchased at mhc.jazz.ticketleap.com. If you'd like additional info, you can get it on the Jazz Ensembles of Mount Holyoke College Facebook page, and also at their web, which is mtholyoke.edu/acad/music/bigbroadcast. February 28 seems to be the magic date for the lifting of mask requirements far and wide. And it looks as though Springfield Mayor Dom Sarno is inclined to go along with that for the city side of the issue. Now here's the mayor's full statement, quote, "As far as the city's mandate is concerned, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris and I are heartened to see that our continued push to get our Springfield residents vaccinated, booster shots, and testing, coupled with stopgap mitigation efforts of masking, has led to a strong decrease in our city numbers. Helen and I are very appreciative of the continued yeoman efforts put forth by Bay State Medical and Mercy Hospital and all our health care providers. Also, a big thank you goes out to all our residents and business community for their continued patience, understanding, and cooperation as we move to defeat COVID-19. If these positive trends continue, the likelihood is that our city's mask mandate will be lifted by February 28th. Please, it is important for everybody to be respectful and not to ostracize anyone who feels more comfortable in continuing to wear a mask. There now is light at the end of the tunnel. We need to continue the progress in balancing public health while moving our economy and schools forward." The words of Mayor Dominic J. Sarno. Speaking of whom, Dom, along with Executive Director of Parks, Buildings, and Recreation Management, Pat Sullivan, and other officials, held a press conference in Forest Park to highlight the City of Springfield's ongoing efforts to identify and curb illegal dumping throughout the city. PBRM has continued to maintain security cameras at multiple sites throughout the city that are used often for illegal dumping activity. At least 10 persons have been photographed and identified and have their names I'm not going to go through them, but they're all online. In addition, security cameras spotted an individual who was routinely dumping items without using a vehicle. On July 15, 2021, the individual found the camera and vandalized it. So the Springfield Parks and Police Departments are looking for your help in identifying this person. Members of Chicopee Moose Lodge 1849 made a $500 donation to Friends of Solo Foundation that will go towards obtaining a ballistic vest for the Springfield Police Department's newest canine, Canine Flex. Canine Officer Eric Blair, Canine Flex, and Commissioner Cheryl Claproot were all joined by Moose Lodge Executive Director Mark Canty and Bob Hupfer at the Springfield Police Training Facility on Page Boulevard for the check presentation. Mayor Sarno will join with the United Way of Pioneer Valley President and CEO Park Paul Minna and other state officials at the United Way's Community Service Center, 1441 Main, to celebrate and declare Friday the 11th, today, 2022, as 211 Day in the city of Springfield. Every year on February 11, United Ways of Massachusetts across the country celebrate 211 Day to raise awareness of the important public service. Mass 211 provides telephone and web information and referral service for residents of the Commonwealth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Call 2-TALK, that's call numeral 2-TALK, is the mental health helpline of Mass 211. The Mass 211 call 2-TALK Springfield satellite office, well, you'll find that at the United Way of Pioneer Valley, as I mentioned, at 1441 Main in Springfield. School vacation week coming up, and if you're looking for things to mesmerize the kids with, check out the program for this week at the Springfield Museums. The Springfield Museums present Magic Makers and Storytellers, February 21st through the 25th. Daily performances by hilarious sleight-of-hand artist Scotty Swan ensure that magic and fun is in the air at the Springfield Museums. But as they say, wait, there's more! Writer, cartoonist, and filmmaker Joe Young will share his creative wisdom during a workshop. This will be Monday the 21st. Okra Dance Company will perform and hold a workshop for members only, February 22 and 23. And the week will culminate with a book fair, February 25, in partnership with Olive Tree Books and Voices, the only black woman-owned bookstore in the region. This family-friendly, interactive week includes daily hands-on activities that engage the mind and body. All activities are free with museum admission. Well, here's a good one for you. Sturbridge Police Department, on Wednesday, their officers were called to a report of a possible scam where a homeowner was approached by a man and a woman who told the homeowner that they were doing work for the highway department, fixing roads and driveways. Now, after doing some of the work, the man advised the homeowner that it was going to cost $3,000. The homeowner said he didn't have any money, and the two suspects left the area in a pickup. Now, the woman is described as white with long, dark hair and went by the name Peaches. The man was described as average with dark hair. So, if you have any information on the two suspects, you're asked to contact Officer Obachowski at 508-347-2525, extension 374. So, be on the lookout for Peaches. Thank you very much for being with us, not just today, but for our entire week of programs. We'll enjoy the weekend. I hope you do, too. And our next new show, bright and early Monday morning, up online at 6 a.m., I believe, Monday, is Valentine's Day. Guys, you're running out of time. So be with us then. It's available to you on demand throughout the day here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.